It was some time after all of these events, King Ahasuerus promoted Haman, son of Hammedata, the Agagite, and advanced him, and set his seat over and above all of the princes who were with him.
All the king's servants at the palace gate knelt down and bowed low to Haman, for thus had commanded the king. But Mordecai would not kneel and would not bow down.
Then there spoke the courtiers, servants of the king, who were at the palace gate, to Mordecai, "Why do you transgress the command of the king?"
And it happened, when they spoke to him day after day, and he would not listen to them, that they told it to Haman, to see if the words of Mordecai would prevail, for he had told him that he was a Jew. When Haman saw that Mordecai would not bow down and prostrate himself to him, then Haman was filled with rage. But he disdained to lay hands on Mordecai alone, for they had told him of Mordecai's people, instead sought Haman to destroy all of the Jews who lived throughout the kingdom of Ahasuerus, the kin of Mordecai.
In the first month, which is the month of Nisan, in the 12th year of King Ahasuerus, they cast the poor. This was the lot in the presence of Haman, to determine the day, casting day to day, beginning the first month, till it fell on the 12th month, which is the month of Adar.
And Haman said to King Ahasuerus, "There is a certain people scattered and dispersed among the peoples in all the provinces of your kingdom. Their laws are different from all other peoples, and the laws of the king they do not observe. To the king it is not befitting to tolerate them.
If it pleases the king, let there be a decree to destroy them, and 10,000 talents of silver I will pay into the hands of those who do the deed, to bring it into the treasuries of the king." And so the king proceeded to remove his signet ring from his hand, and handed it over to Haman, son of Hammedata, the Agagite, the enemy of the Jews.
Then said the king to Haman, "The silver is given to you, and also the people, to do with them what seems good in your eyes."
Then were summoned the scribes of the king in the first month, on the 13th day of the month, and the orders were written according to all that was commanded by Haman, to the regents, the satraps of the king, to the governors who preside over all the provinces in their own script, and to the officials of every people, all the nations in their own language. In the name of King Ahasuerus it was written and sealed by the signet ring of the king.
Letters were dispatched by the hand of runners to all the provinces of the king, saying to destroy, to massacre, to exterminate all of the Jews, from young to old, including children and women, on a single day, on the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month of Adar, and to plunder their possession. Copies of the document were to be proclaimed in every province and displayed to all the peoples for them to be ready for that day.
The couriers went out post haste by order of the king, and the decree was proclaimed in Shushan the capital. The king and Haman sat down to drink, but the city of Shushan was bewildered.